Apakah Anda tahu bahwa demensia diprediksikan akan menjadi penyebab kematian utama di Australia dalam beberapa tahun ke depan? Penyakit kronis ini, pendengar, menyerang hampir 1 dari 10 warga Australia berusia di atas 65 tahun. Walaupun untuk saat ini belum ada obatnya, namun seorang ahli nutrisi orang lanjut usia meyakini bahwa Anda dapat mengelabui penyakit ini dengan mengkonsumsi makanan yang lebih baik bagi otak. Rangkuman berikut ini disusun oleh Amy Chin Yuang. Ahli pola makan Ngairi Hobbins memiliki spesialisasi dalam bidang nutrisi bagi orang-orang lanjut usia. Dirinya melihat bahwa tujuan hidupnya adalah untuk mengedukasi orang-orang berusia 60 tahun ke atas tentang pentingnya mengubah kebutuhan diet mereka seiring dengan bertambahnya usia. Baru-baru ini, ia meluncurkan buku berjudul Better Brain Food, Eat to Cheat Dementia and Cognitive Decline.
There's no magic bullet to actually preventing dementia. But what we do know is that if 10% of people over 65 do live with a dementia diagnosis, so that means 90% of people are not living with that diagnosis. There have to be things that we can do to help your brain and to do well longer.
Hobbins mendorong masyarakat untuk mengkonsumsi makanan dalam bentuknya yang paling alami.
You know, eating vegetables, whatever, that are as fresh as possible, rather than eating them in frozen vegetable patty. There's nothing wrong with those, but that's a few more steps down the track. Adding in as many of those original ingredients in their original form is a really important way to help your brain. It reduces the levels of a thing called chronic inflammation by eating those sorts of foods.
Hobbins menekankan bahwa hal ini tidak harus berarti bahwa makanan Anda harus hambar. Rempah-rempah seperti kunyit, kurkumin, dan juga rosemary mengandung zat-zat antioksidan dan anti-inflamatori yang berguna bagi tubuh.
So antioxidants are substances that are in foods that happen to give the color to most foods that we eat. Those antioxidants protect your brain cells and your other body cells against damage. And so even though we can't say this one will save you or that one will save you, what we can say is that over the many years that you've got and the longer we live, the more of those things you can be eating, the more chance that you'll get really good protection. I always try to say to people, eat as many different colors on your plate as you possibly can.
Anda juga dapat memilih jenis-jenis minyak tertentu yang dapat melindungi otak dari proses penuaan.
The oils from nuts and seeds are very helpful, including things like olive oil, but also other things that are made from seeds and nuts are also really helpful in assisting your brain cells to do a lot of the work they do.
Yang terpenting juga adalah menjaga kesehatan usus Anda.
The bacteria that live in your gut speak to your brain and your brain speaks to your gut and they actually help each other out. So if you can keep your gut bacteria happy, and that means by eating lots of fibrous foods, some fermented foods, then you also are benefiting your brain.
Associate Professor Michael Valenzuela menjalankan kelompok neuroscience regeneratif di Brain and Mind Research Institute di Sydney University. Dirinya setuju bahwa mengkonsumsi makanan yang tepat pada umumnya akan berdampak baik bagi otak.
It may have a positive impact in terms of your overall cognition or your overall risk for dementia, but that evidence is probably relatively mild or weak compared to other types of interventions and changes to our lifestyle that we can make.
Namun dirinya juga menambahkan bahwa kesehatan jantung adalah sama pentingnya dengan kesehatan otak dalam mencegah demensia.
So all those things we know are good for our heart, like stopping smoking and getting diabetes under control or watching your weight and so forth. All of those risk factors for, say, a heart attack are also risk factors for dementia. So it's very important that we take our blood pressure seriously, blood glucose seriously, and body weight, because all of these things have their own specific risk for dementia as well as for heart disease.
Selain rajin melakukan pemeriksaan kesehatan, Dr. Valenzuela juga menyarankan agar Anda melakukan aktivitas yang menantang otak agar terlatih untuk berfungsi dengan optimal.
Make sure that particularly after retirement that you've got some kind of challenge built into your lifestyle. So you may have taken up a new hobby or taken up a new pastime that involves using your brain, getting up there and meeting people. It's very important because if you don't use it, you lose it.
Saat ini mungkin para ahli belum menemukan obat untuk demensia pendengar, namun Anda tentu bisa untuk selalu belajar bagaimana mengoptimalkan kesehatan otak Anda dengan salah satunya adalah mengakses website Your Brain Matters. Atau jika Anda ingin mengetahui bagaimana untuk bisa memanage demensia, Anda bisa menghubungi Alzheimer's Australia Helpline di nomor 1800 100 500. Atau website mereka fightdementia.org.au.